big month for these guys. And my man, Javier Gutierrez, president and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes, joins the program. Man, I tell you what, are you guys getting nervous? Because it's beyond go time.
Chad, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me on. And listen, we're excited. We're excited because people are voting in the city of Tempe, and we are out there still every single day, you know, knocking on doors, reaching out to folks, you know, via text and on phone calls, and really excited about just sharing our vision for this transformative project to turn this landfill that's owned by the city of Tempe into something transformative and into a landmark. And we're excited. We feel confident that as folks have learned about our project, that they've been able to cut through all of the noise and the confusion that's been out there. And fundamentally, this is going to bring jobs. It's going to bring revenue. It's going to clean up a landfill, and Tempe taxpayers don't have to pay for it for the first time in the history of Arizona, a privately funded sports and entertainment district.
Javier, we've never met. I'm Bruce. It's nice to meet you, at least on the radio. At this point, I think we're friends. So let me take up some of those question marks and some of the. This is an opportunity for you to speak to some of the naysayers who do believe and who think that this is possibly the city of Tempe subsidizing this. Help me understand how that's not true.
Well, Bruce, it's good to meet you over the phone. And yeah. Yes, we are friends.
Friends now.
It's not true because fundamentally, this is a landfill that's been the city's environmental liability for decades. And there have been no developers that have wanted to take that on. In fact, there's been a development option on that site for over 10 years and hasn't moved forward because this is typically a city's responsibility. And what we have done, and we got a 7-0 approval from the Tempe City Council. And you have countless former mayors and council members and such a broad coalition supporting this because this is the right deal. What's happening is we are going to buy the land. In fact, the day that we put a shovel into the ground, we're going to be wiring a $40 million non-refundable deposit to buy the land. And then we're going to build every single building that's on that site after we pay for all the remediation, a remediation that is anticipated to cost about $210 million when you think of all the public infrastructure, right? The sewage and the utility, and there's overhead utility lines that we're going to have to bury. And
well, and Javier, part of this is ready. Well, part of it is also because it is a landfill. My guess is that brings up some unique challenges as well.
Well, absolutely. It's an unlined landfill, to be exact. And what that means is that things that are in there that are actually, they're decomposing, they're going down into the groundwater. There is debris that we've already found that's getting down into that groundwater. So the first thing you're going to have to do is take everything out. We're going to go down 30 feet and take it all out. And again, this is the right project because it's going to clean up this landfill. It's going to create all of this brand new real estate development that's not just an arena. We talk a lot about it. It's a best-in-class urban redevelopment project. And as far as the right deal, we're paying for it, right? We are going to, yes, issue private bonds, but those bonds are solely going to be backed by the land that we bought and the real estate that we build. And the repayment of that is really going to come from the economic activity of this project.
Talking to Javier Gutierrez, president and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes. What's the sense out there? I mean, my sense is you guys are I think, because, you know, I've heard the opposition. We had Dawn Pentrath-Thack on a little while. She, you know, a couple weeks ago, she couldn't explain it in real terms that there wasn't. She wants there to be a reason for this thing not to work. But the reality is, even the studies they've rolled out, you know, are not very good. I mean, there's the sense is you guys feel like, yeah, you're still pushing, but the lead is yours from here on out.
Listen, we're not going to take anything for granted. We never have. And I really tip my hat to Alex Morello for putting the financial resources necessary to make sure that everybody in Tempe has a vote and has a say, but also is very informed. And you're right. You know, we had the ASU W.P. Carey Seidman Institute issue a report that confirmed the prior report that we had conducted as part of our RFP response, as well as the city's own third party. And it showed, again, this is the right deal. And it really is creating no risk to taxpayers for Tempe. We are coming out of pocket to, again, buy the land to remediate it and to build everything. And again, it's going to be more than just an arena. You're talking about hotels and shops and dining, a theater, a community ice rink that is really going to bring people together, and not just be there for concerts and for games. So for us, we feel very confident that as people have learned about the project and as they continue to learn, that they're very supportive. For us, it's now about getting people to vote, and we're asking people to come out and again vote yes on propositions 301, 302, and 303, and to, you know, exercise their civic right to vote. And that's what we're really focused on, is making sure people get out to vote. It's a special election, mail-in lonely, and people need to, we're encouraging everybody to mail in their ballots by May 9th. All the ballots have to be brought, delivered by May 16th. And so for us, it's about getting out the vote and low propensity voters and folks that, that really need to have their voice be heard.
There you are. Right on. Fantastic. As always, good to have you on. Javier Gutierrez, President and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes. I'm sure we'll talk to you before the vote is done.
May 16th is the deadline.
May 16th is the deadline day. Yeah. And appreciate you coming on today, my man.
Chad, Bruce, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And again, hope that people get out to vote yes, Propositions 301, 302, and 303.